Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to Showmits.
Make sure to subscribe to the show.
Leave a 5-star rating.
And a nice review.
And spread the word.
Calling all Gleeks.
I'm Kevin McHale.
And I'm Jenna Ushkowitz.
We became best friends on the set of Glee.
And now we're doing the Glee recap podcast you have been waiting for.
How romantic.
Each week we'll take you behind the scenes.
Spill all the Glee tea.
And break down episodes from season one with former cast, crew, producers, and writers that brought the show to life.
This is Showman's Glee Recap Edition.
I think everyone needs a little more tardy in their lives.
Welcome to the Glee Recap Edition, Episode 1. It is the pilot.
Literally, it's a pilot.
So excited.
First episode.
Wow. Here we are. I'm ready to kick this the f*** off, right? Let's do it.
Yo, Jenna's stoked.
I have like a lot of energy right now.
It's because all the coffee you just pounded.
I'm so excited. And we have a very special guest today.
Joining us for the entire episode.
Oh my God. It's Rachel Berry!
Hello! I finally crashed the podcast!
Welcome, Leah Michelle.
Guys, I'm so excited to be here.
Thanks for being here.
Hey, guys. It's me. Guys. I'm here. You can't get rid of me. I am back. I am so excited.
There's no better way to kick off a Glee recap than having you here.
You guys, I might cry, child
star. I hope you do.
I really might. Like,
this is a friendly place.
I have to say, watching back the show, there was like, I cried a lot. Anyway, we know this, but like, I cried.
Oh, you just wait.
It.
I'm going to tell you when I cried. And just thinking about when I cried is now making me like almost cry.
I see it.
But it was not what I thought it was going to be, but I'm saving it for when we get to it.
Save it for the pod.
But like, you know what's funny too? We know us, Amber and Chris, like we all spent so much time together leading up to the pilot and during the pilot.
Yep.
And so like, I mean, it's so much fun.
We didn't see anybody else except each other.
We didn't. That's the thing, yeah. You know, by the time you get to the last episode of season one, there are so many more people.
Right.
And it only kept growing and growing. But during that period of time from episode, I think only until 4, because that's when the Cheerios joined or sometime around then.
Yeah.
But for the first episode, it was just us. Just us. And in those dance rehearsals, in our trailers, like...
And we had time to, like, rehearse for a while.
Weeks. We had weeks of rehearsal before we even shot a single thing.
Right. And then after that, it was hurry up and do everything all at once because we didn't have that time.
Exactly.
But leading up to the pilot, we had this whole huge chunk of rehearsal time. And we hung out 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
We were together 24/7. All the time.
I also do remember in the very beginning, before, obviously... You two knew each other.
Yeah.
But the rest of us didn't know you. And so, I remember...
I was the messenger.
Yes. Like, Leah would be asking Jenna about how we were, and then we were like, how's Leah? We're like, what do we expect? And we all met, we're like, oh, this is going to be great.
We're good.
I mean, I know that, you know, obviously Jenna and I were in Spring... Well, we knew each other since we were 8 years old, working on Broadway together, and then we were in Spring Awakening together, and then I auditioned, I think, the same day as you?
No, I think you got it.
The day before.
Yeah, and then I was like, I'm coming out to LA to test for the show that you just booked.
I think it was just a couple days later.
Okay.
Because there were a couple Spring Awakening people that were also going in.
Yes, that's right.
Sweet Gideon.
For your part.
Yes.
But it was Matt Morrison got it the same day as me. And I called him and I told him he got it.
Which is like,
oh my God.
You broke the news? Ryan like, doesn't get to call.
I know.
It's Leah Michelle.
I think Ryan told me, like, in the room, we're going to hire your friend Matt, too. And then, like, I think I called Matt.
Oh, my God. What would you have done, though, if they changed their minds after?
I mean, I was not. I was Rachel Berry. I had my eye on the prize, you guys. I thought I ran the show. It didn't even start yet. And I was like, you got the part. I just want you to know.
In your cat tank top.
Like, oh, my God. It was a bulldog.
Oh, it was a bulldog. She had a
that
bulldog
I wore
tank top.
To my audition.
Yes. Yep. With glass in your hair. We'll oh get to gosh. That.
There's so much to talk about.
So this is going to be an 8-hour episode.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of our, each episode we're going to do like a here's Jenna and Kevin's here's what you missed. So what were we doing before the pilot? I had just gotten in and I remember Leah picking me up and taking me to Sushi Nozawa Bar in Studio City.
Wait, was this before we got the show or after?
After.
After.
I booked the pilot. I came in to LA for the pilot. You picked me up. You took me to Nozawa Bar.
Oh my gosh.
Which is now Sugarfish, the very well known Sugarfish.
Oh, yeah, on Ventura.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All the way. And I remember that was like my first LA experience was Leah took me to sushi.
I'm choking.
Are you okay?
I just got so excited thinking about Sugarfish. I was ahead of our time there too. Because it wasn't even Sugarfish.
No, it was the original.
I'm fine.
It was the original Nozawa Bar. Yeah, and they put us up because Chris and I didn't have a place here.
Oh, yeah. So where were you staying during the pilot?
We stayed at the...
my God, you were in that Palazzo.
By the Grove.
By the Grove.
No, right across the street from that Coffee Bean. And I used to pick you up sometimes for work.
Yes, exactly.
Why people...
Where were you... Did you live here?
Yeah. So I came out to LA. No, I didn't live here. I finished Spring Awakening in May. And then I came out here in June to do Les Mis at the Hollywood Bowl. Thinking like, oh, I'm just going to do Eponine and this is going to be so great. And maybe I'll audition for a couple of... shows.
Little did you know.
Little did I know. And I actually got sent to like final casting for a couple of other things. And then I got Glee. And then I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to have to live here.
Yeah.
So I got an apartment and I got it with Diana.
Oh,
well,
that
once
place.
We got right. the yeah. once the we got the yeah the pickup, then right. Diana and I moved in together.
Oh my gosh, crazy!
Yeah,
crazy.
I still lived in Valencia and was driving down from Valencia.
Poor Kevin. I remember those long, long days. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, please don't crash. We need you.
I know. Yeah,
I remember your apartment with Chris in the Palazzo.
Right. And Chris and I would roam the Grove because when you guys were working or doing your own things and Kevin, you were off with your, you know, in your Valencia world.
Yeah.
Like Chris and I had nothing else to do. So we would roam the Grove. We'd go to the Cheesecake Factory. We'd go see a movie. And that's what we did. Like for the whole time on our off
because
time.
It wasn't
maybe the Beverly Center every once in a while.
Because it was a long time. Like we rehearsed for ages and then it took 3 weeks to film the pilot.
So I got cast September 2nd. It was my dad's birthday.
And
something
we got
like
cast
that.
September 11th.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, oh my gosh, wait, I think I remember because didn't you have to fly
twice on that
on
day.
September 11th?
Yes.
And you were like nervous. I remember that now.
Good
wow.
That's the steel trap over here.
Isn't that so crazy?
There are things, as we go through, there are things that we forgot and we're like, Leah will remember.
I'll remember.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a really good memory.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
I have a very good memory. So that's right. And then we started filming, though. We rehearsed for like 3 weeks and then we filmed in October.
Because we wrapped on the day on Matt Marson's birthday. And they did a cake and everything for him.
Wow.
But I remember.
And then we had the Halloween party that night.
Yes.
And I went as the Walk of Shame and you went as a baseball player.
What that memory.
And we went together.
Damn.
And all the Walk of Shame was a white button down shirt and I just taped condoms to myself.
And then mascara on your eyes. Yes.
I mean,
that's
is
right.
that a, like the worst slash best, most genius, dumb
also,
concert
you can wear
a DIY on Pinterest next year?
I thought I was so great.
Well,
I thought
I was
like,
in a silky pink baseball thing, so I was still in the phase where like you dress sexy for Halloween.
You're like, sexy
I was like,
baseball.
Sexy baseball.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
And Chris makes his costume every year, so remember
he
got.
He was a Venus flytrap.
That was our first taste of that, wasn't it?
And Amber was an angel.
Oh my gosh.
Guys,
this
I
memory.
Know
Leah.
I didn't go to the party. I don't.
You
think.
Didn't.
Why
you were not? You didn't hang out with us that
outside
much.
Of it. I didn't.
But I do have some amazing photos that I can bribe you with at some point in our lives of me and you having a dance party in my trailer during filming the pilot, and I don't know how, but someone was eating a sausage, and we have these
what
sausage pictures where me and you are dancing in our room. I think to, because remember we used to like during our dinner breaks, like blast Rihanna and drive down like Larchmont, like singing like California King Bed.
Yep.
And like, what?
Yes.
But me and you are dancing in our trailer, like holding onto the ceiling. And I have this one photo of like a sausage in like both of our mouths, but it's like a tiny sausage.
Sounds right. Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? We were just so like happy.
We were having
the time of our lives.
Which is what you should be doing during this. And I think we did.
We were also like young and beautiful.
That's
right. You're so beautiful.
I don't know if I was beautiful.
And so
you guys
young.
Looked great. Yeah. So young.
The one
so
thing
young.
I watched from the pilot.
The collagen.
Oh my God. My hair was so thick and long and dark. And I'm the whole time I'm looking at it, I'm like, look at that hair.
I said the same thing about my hair. It was untouched, uncolored,
exactly,
long and like bountiful.
And now we've like messed up our hair with like coloring.
It is burnt.
My hair.
I have to put a treatment in every day when I work
know.
Out. Every day.
It's like, it's crazy.
Young and beautiful.
Anyways, they don't want to hear about this. They're like, talk about the show.
No, they did. But well, let's get into the adventures because I feel like we'll go through some memories throughout the pilot, right? So the pilot, Kevin, who wrote the pilot?
They all did.
No, well, Ryan Murphy.
Let's set this up,
Kevin.
Yes, okay,
I'm sorry.
You just assume people know. Let's give them what they want.
I'm sorry, Ryan Murphy.
My God. Kevin McHale. Ryan Murphy.
Brad Falchuk. Ian Brennan.
Thank you.
Who the creators of the show, Ryan Murphy.
The creators of the show,
yeah.
Which they wrote all 13
everything.
That we're gonna
they, I
going to be
mean,
through.
The three of them...
They wrote the whole
the first two seasons. Yeah, by themselves, which was
crazy.
And
then they brought in a writing staff.
Yeah.
And when they, like, wanted to...
But that's when they're, like, so genius.
Yep.
And
so focused,
like,
right?
Like, I mean...
It's unreal that three people could have turned out the as much shit as they did.
We didn't understand that, I think, at
we
the time.
We had no idea.
And I remember when they brought in the writing staff, and I was like...
Who
so weird.
People?
Yeah, I was like, this
oh,
is so...
Yeah.
But
it
we
felt
didn't
like we
know...
were getting cheated on or something.
Yeah, we didn't realize that that's the norm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The norm is not just having three guys
people.
In a room writing a show.
Right.
22.
We had no idea.
Yeah. And the songs in the episode.
The songs in the episode.
Not that many in the pilot, but I can
not
tell
that
you
many.
All of them to you. With, are you looking at your paper right now?
Yes.
No, I was looking ahead.
You can't look. You can't look.
I was
at the,
looking ahead.
You
to what
have
we're doing.
To know the songs off the top of
your head. I know
the
songs
head.
That we did.
I, Leah, I think you're the
me?
Only one who could do that.
Yes,
on my own.
No, go in order,
yeah.
And you're already wrong. This is the best Glee trivia question of all time. What's the first song you hear on Glee?
Oh.
Don't look at Jenna, Kevin. I'm looking at you.
Oh, God.
Look at each other.
What is the very first song?
The first person, the first song you hear on Glee, ever.
Jenna, do you know this?
I think so.
You guys okay right now?
I just watched it last
Leah,
night, too.
My memory is not like
Hi,
yours.
Guys. This is Leah Michelle. I'm taking over the show because these fools want to do a show about Glee, dedicated to Glee, and they don't know anything. I'm so glad I'm here right now. Okay. The first song on Glee was R-E-S-P-E-C-T by Amber Riley. It's the first person you hear singing on...
That's the very first thing we...
First song. You hear her... And then you hear Cellophane,
mm-hmm.
And then Kissed a Girl,
oh.
And then
On My Own. Okay.
And another fun fact, Kevin, is that those three songs were all live.
They were.
Respect, Cellophane, and Kissed a Girl.
Yeah.
Mine was recorded because we did it full version.
Glee version.
And Jenna, that wasn't your original song that you were going to do, wasn't it?
No, so a lot of people's songs were taken from their original auditions. So Chris Colfer sang Cellophane in his audition for Kurt. I sang Waiting for Life to Begin from Once on This Island, which then turned into Tina being a nerd like Artie. She was not goth at first.
Right.
And was If I Were a Bell. So I had been rehearsing If I Were a Bell with Brad Ellis, who is our accompanist, who everybody will know if they watch the show.
Yes.
And then it turned into last minute, I Kissed a Girl. Which was, I mean, it must have been the day before they decided this,
I remember.
Right?
I remember seeing the panic in her eyes. Because we weren't originally going to shoot this.
Yes, they pulled it up.
Yeah.
Right. And you, I know what song you were going to do.
I didn't have an audition song.
Right, but I think that at some point down the line, we were all like, if he had a song. I know what you said.
What did I say?
Oh, my God.
Pony?
Pony.
Well, no, that's what I suggested in the end. But at the last episode, Pony. I did... they asked me, like, if you had
in 209?
Yeah, 209.
Did you do 209?
Yeah. I did it then, and then I suggested it to Telly.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we keep going with Leah, let's give a shout out to Third Love, the laundry company that uses the measurements of millions of women to design bras with all day comfort and support. So right now, go to thirdlove.com/showmans to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. I cannot rave enough about this company, how easy it is to find your customizable size, and how great these bras are. So check out their online fit finder quiz, and you can do it in 60 seconds, and it's customized to your exact needs. They have bras in over 80 sizes with cup sizes from AA to I, including half cups and bands 30 to 48, all made with signature memory foam cups. No slip straps and smooth band, scratch-free band with a printed label. And if you don't love it after 60 days, returns are always free. And Third Love donates all of their gently used return bras to women in need. So they support charities in their local San Francisco Bay Area and across the United States. And Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they are offering our listeners 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/showmans now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/showmans for 15% off your first purchase.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, you're back.
Yeah.
You got one.
You can
thing.
Do this show again.
Thank you.
So it's our audition songs. And
yes.
Well, actually, the first, okay, Glee fans right now are like, we hate you, Leah, because you're wrong. The first song you do actually hear on Glee is Where Is Love? When
that's
when
what
they're
I was going to say with
yes.
them.
But
yes.
The first Glee Club.
That's what I thought, and I couldn't remember the name of
the first Glee Club song is Respect.
I just remember sitting in the audience watching all of you guys do the audition songs
mm-hmm.
and being like, oh, this is so much fun. Mm-hmm. Because I had rehearsed with them for 3 weeks, hearing them belt out these songs. I'm like, everybody is so good. And I just sat in the auditorium in Long Beach where we filmed it and was like, this is great. My new friends are very talented. And I can't wait for people to see this.
It was like, I don't even think we were thinking about anything other than what we were, we weren't thinking.
Totally.
We weren't like, is this going to be a success?
No.
What are people? No, we were literally like, we are having fun with each other. And like, that was
it's
all
so
that mattered.
Good that we were so naive.
Yeah.
Because we
but
had
kind
no idea.
Of. Yeah. We didn't,
it just took the pressure off, right? Like, it wasn't like, I hope that we get picked up so I have all the, you know, I can get paid and, you know,
we weren't thinking paychecks.
We weren't thinking, you know, like we are now.
And we all really clicked and got along. Like, thank
Which
God.
I think is a large reason why the show did so well.
You know, it's funny because I've even thinking, like, because I watched a bunch of the episodes before coming today, and, like, so many of the characters had these great friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, down the line, everyone kind of figured out how to make it work no matter what, good days, bad days, whatever. But I really believe that at the beginning, that kind of weird connection and love that we had so instantly for each other was like the same thing that these characters had
mm-hmm.
who met quickly and then just had to be like instantly connected in this Glee Club together.
I remember Penny, who was one of the – she's Focus Puller.
Focus Puller.
And she said at some point during season one – we were, like, by craft service. And she was like, I'm so happy you guys love each other.
Yeah.
She's like, we sit there watching you guys film every day. She's like, there's so many TV shows where that isn't normal and people hate each other.
Yeah.
And she's like, we all think that a large reason why the show works is because people can see that chemistry on TV.
And what people, like, you know, always will focus on the negative. But you guys know. And, you know, the other people that were there, too. But on our last day of filming, on the last night, me, you, Becca, who else?
Oh.
We all said when we wrapped the show, right. We walked to the stage, mm-hmm. and we sat on the stage in a circle,
right.
and we talked about what we loved about the show. At the end, when we wrapped on the last night.
Yep.
And
we
it's
sat in
just
a big
like,
circle.
We sat in a circle.
Yeah.
And there wasn't many of us. I mean, I don't...
It's a small group.
Chris, I think, mm-hmm. Amber.
Mm-hmm.
And it just is like one of those things to show you that, like, you always come back.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've always felt that way about the show. Like, I definitely. Always look back and I'm like, it was just the best.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Yeah. Totally.
Oh. Okay, let's get back to
it. I'm getting
weepy. So songs. There are more songs.
Yeah. So we have, but here's the thing. We have some recorded ones. We have some unrecorded ones. We have some montage ones. Like, we have Can't Fight This Feeling, right? Which was live.
Mm-hmm. I think he sang that live in the shower.
Yeah, I think so too. And then we had Rehab, which was Vocal Adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
We also had Leaving on a Jet Plane, which was pre-recorded. That was Matt.
Do you remember what they wanted that song to be?
I can't remember.
Get the licensing for it. No, he refused to give it to Ryan Murphy.
Oh my God, what was it? I remember this now.
Come on.
Oh God.
I used to rule the world.
Yes, that's right.
It was Viva La Vida.
Yeah.
And Ryan wanted that to be Mr. Schuster's song. Another fun fact, didn't he do it later down the line?
Yes,
he
did.
Yeah.
But
eventually we did a whole bunch of Coldplay songs.
But Chris Martin wouldn't give it to Ryan in the pilot, so they switched it to Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Because Viva La Vida came out that year. I remember it, right?
Yeah.
And it was such a hit.
That album was amazing.
And then Don't Stop. But we also have Love and Touch and Squeezin', right?
Yep.
Which was in the montage.
Yes.
That Finn montage. I remember us watching that for the
Emerald
first
Dreams
time.
The guy. Like, who? I forgot about him.
No, so that's one of my... I've told the story many times, but one of my favorite parts and most memorable parts of filming the pilot was after... We'll get to this, but like after I'm rescued from the porta potty.
Yes.
And Corey and I are like standing on the...
After you go...
Yes.
Which is so good.
The football field. And we're watching the Emerald... Dreams guy, like water the football field, and that song
with
is
that
playing.
Woman sitting
and
there.
He and I were like, "This is insane, isn't it?" We're like, "We're gonna remember this for forever." We're like, "This is special," and it was just the two of us. I'm like, "Yeah, this is really wild,"
because
it was my first day filming.
You know, that's so crazy. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good.
In watching the pilot this morning at 5 a.m. because I was so jet lagged and it was dark out, and I watched it, but it was actually great. The moments that made me like. So, like, just emotional were not anything that ever has made me emotional before from the show.
Interesting.
And one of them was when he took you out of that porta potty. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there were so many moments that you see, like, the whole arc of a character for the whole season in one moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, like, mm-hmm. him taking you out of that bathroom and you see Finn's, like, heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I just was like... And when you were in that bath, and then also, I'm sorry,
I just want to talk about it.
It's great.
No.
But also, like, I didn't realize, like, you know, how much they were really focusing on how do we curse?
Yeah.
Sure.
How f***ed up kids in school can be. Like, I didn't realize what we were really, because we were out of high school by then, so we weren't really, like,
Chris was 6 months out of high school.
Right. He was actually feeling some of those things, because he was bullied in high school.
The fact that Puck puts a boy in a wheelchair in a porta potty, like, and is like, I'm going to flip it over. Like, oh my God, I watched that, and I was like, that's so sad. Like, I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm. And that was actually that was happening.
I know. I just like, in retrospect, especially now, like, as an adult, like, watching it.
I completely agree. Because I also feel like when we watch it originally, there's all these things that we focus on, like our performances, or like, oh, remember when we did this that day?
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like we can sort of watch it more objectively for the actual story and not be caught up in all of that. I felt the exact same way.
And I was like, oh my God, this moment is so, like, it's really profound and very emotional. So
I was like, I get it now. I get why people were attached to it emotionally. Like, we were attached to it emotionally a totally different way. But now I see the moments when I go, oh, that would have gotten me hooked and I would have watched that the show because of that.
They made everybody care about each of our characters and why we were all sort of shit on all the time.
Even the slushy in the face.
Yes.
Like,
we have to talk about that.
I felt so sad.
Yeah,
I know that
it's not as funny.
It's not.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, and kids really go through such
some equivalent
torture
of
in school, you know? So, anyways.
Well, you were the virgin slushier I mean, you popped that slushy cherry.
Yeah, until it's what's so crazy for a while.
Yeah,
I think
we thought
did.
It was like Rachel's thing,
and then you guys got it.
Oh God, we got it so
Didn't
bad.
Didn't you get like 9 once?
Something like 18. That. Yeah, it was.
It was the Super Bowl episode. It was the Super Bowl.
And they
slushies.
Did like 18.
They each, had two. I think there were. How do you remember that there were 9 guys? Yeah. Yes, and they each had 2 slushies.
So it's wild.
What's so crazy about the slushies? The first time we did it. I mean, Mark literally got it perfect. One time, didn't have to do it again. Because the process of possibly having to do it again, as you guys know, is excruciating. Mm-hmm. We would have had to shower, wash our hair. Mm-hmm. And what people don't know is the only way to get slushy off your body is
shaving cream.
Gillette shaving cream.
It's rub you down.
Exactly. So luckily, we got it right, but we practiced outside on Ian Brennan, our writer. And I also have those photos.
Oh, my God.
And Ian is in a poncho standing outside of Cabrillo.
That's right.
Is it Cabrillo?
Yeah.
And standing outside of Cabrillo High School. And Mark was practicing on him. And then when we did it, and I didn't even think. I'm like, God, they're going to throw a slushie on my face. This is going to get messy. Oh. But when you have to stand there like that, you get
to take a photo afterwards.
No, but even in that moment, the camera.
They leave it for a long time.
Because, you know, they just want to, like, get that
reaction.
And we shot on film.
Right.
So, like, we're doing this. We need to keep it rolling until.
Yeah. And, like, literally, I got a brain freeze. And it
you had a full body freeze.
Well, what's funny about the slushies is that I was fine doing them. And then one year, randomly, Rachel gets a slushie in the face, and I go back to my trailer, and I had burns all on the side of my face.
I remember that.
From the ice. Mm-hmm. And then I called them, and I was like,
no more.
I can't do it anymore. And then they turned it into jelly. Do you remember the jelly?
Yes, but then they went back to regular slushie.
Because the jelly didn't.
The jelly didn't hit the same.
It just don't hit right.
And it also didn't dye your body. Like, people also don't know, like, whatever color the slushie was, the dye was so strong that, like, you'd be, like, if the slushie was blue, you'd be an avatar for the rest of the day.
It's liquid, so it runs into every crevice of your body. It's everywhere.
Okay, so we kind of talked about auditions. We, you know, we get through. The first thing I remember shooting was Sit Down, You Rock in the Boat.
Not me.
Oh, gosh.
That
wasn't my first thing.
Probably my first thing, though, because Tina didn't have a ton to do in the pilot.
But it was the first instance where we all rehearsed together.
I have another fun fact.
What?
My first scene that I shot got cut from the show.
Oh.
Two things I shot got cut from the pilot.
I have a question about this.
Yeah, we have a couple questions about this, Leah. The memory trap. Go for it.
So the first thing I shot was a scene coming out of a bathroom stall in the school. We shot it in an outdoor bathroom, though. Like, one of those bathrooms, like if you're in a football stadium and there's like those outdoor whatever. But maybe it was supposed to be indoors. And all I know is I walk out, I look in the mirror, and Quinn and Santana just, like, walk behind me, and they're like, you're a loser, or something like that. And that was the first thing I'd ever done. I didn't know you had to stand on a mark. I didn't know anything.
That's crazy.
And then that got cut. And then also, I don't know if you guys remember, but we had those disco costumes.
Yes.
We were just talking about
And then
this.
I shot the scene with Mr. Schuster on the bleachers when it
Being
says—
Being part of Something Special Makes You Special.
Right. When he says, you changed out of your costume— That's because we'd all shot a scene where we were in disco costumes.
Mm-hmm. Amber said, you can't get the stank ass out of polyester.
And they cut that, right? For some reason, I remember seeing it in a director's cut at some point, or maybe when we watched the pilot together. But I swear I saw it somewhere.
Well, I keep thinking I see this bathroom scene somewhere, but then...
Is it just because we did it?
Cut, maybe?
I honestly think it's because our memories are so clear of that time.
Sure.
Like, we were really in it. But then Ryan thought it looked distracting that Rachel would have this serious scene with Mr. Schuster.
I agree.
In a disco outfit.
He was totally right.
And I was so, like, I'd never reshot something. Like, doing something again for me meant that I did it wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I must have done this wrong. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, no, it's going to be better. And it is, because it's such an iconic
scene. It's so much
better.
I think that was the theme of the entire series.
Yes. But I have the photos of us in the disco.
I do, too. And those outfits were actually very stinky.
Hilarious.
Maybe that's why, because we have these photos. And
we
thought we
were so cool.
Yeah.
I mean.
Like, this is insane. Look
at us. Remember all the photos we have on the golf cart of us in the disco?
Yeah, I do. I remember that. Before we keep going, you guys know how much we love weddings. We are basically experts. And right now, we're in the middle of engagement season. It's exciting, but it's also hectic. So our wedding advice, use Zola to take the stress out of your wedding plans. Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful with wedding websites, registry, invites, and a guest list manager all in one place. So go to Zola.com/showmance today and use promo code SAVE50 to get 50% off your Save the Dates. You can also get a free personalized paper sample before the purchase. They have the ultimate gift store, from kitchen tools to gift cards, whatever it is, couples can register for it on Zola. They have hundreds of gorgeous free wedding website designs and the highest rated registry of all time. Plus beautiful, affordable invites and paper. And they'll help you collect addresses and track online RSVPs with their free guest list manager. Zola has helped 1 million couples get married, and they'll help you too. So go to Zola.com/showmance today and use promo code SAVE50 to get 50% off your Save the Dates. You can also get a free personalized paper sample before you purchase. That's 50% off Save the Dates at Zola.com/showmance. Promo code SAVE50.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Showmance.
Make sure you go to the episode description and check out all our sponsorship deals.
Our sponsors are the reason Showmance is completely free to download.
And they can hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family. Sit Down Your Rock on the Boat, we would all... That's when Zach Woodley, choreographer, gave me a choice between two wheelchairs. Was a full hospital wheelchair.
Yes.
Like with the little flip things for your feet.
Oh.
Like not what people who live in a wheelchair use.
Yes.
And then the one I ended up using, I was like, pretty sure I'm going to go with this one. He's like, okay, I'm going to start teaching him this stuff. You just do that for like...
Practice.
Until I'm ready for you.
And do you know the fun fact of the wheelchair for me with the show?
That you never sat in it.
Yeah.
Did you sit in it at the end?
No.
You never sat
she
in it.
She never sat in Artie's wheelchair. Because most of the actors...
During breaks and
Jenna,
stuff like
yep.
that.
Mostly Jenna. Would sit in the chair when Kevin got up.
No, but
you'd
Leah
want to
never
stand.
Would.
No,
and I knew to stop asking her if she wanted to.
I just didn't do it. It was weird... Like, yep. I had a couple weird little superstitious things, and that was one of them.
But you were in a wheelchair at one point... In episode 9.
Wheels. It was her own wheelchair, though.
It was my own.
Yes, that's right.
And then we all rode all around the lot on them.
Oh,
and then we
so
got in
fun.
Trouble from security because we would hold on to cars.
Yes.
And we would hold on to golf carts.
I did not do this.
And
then
the glee. It was me, Corey, you, and Diana, I think. And we were like, we just thought we were so crazy.
And that's when I realized how weak I actually was.
I mean, I was like
wheeling around on a stage floor is not the same as doing this in real life.
I mean, I have more memories of the things we did outside of work than I have of us filming.
Oh, totally.
And that's a good sign.
Yeah.
That is a good sign. I also want to just point out your Rachel Berry's outfit in Sit Down Your Rock.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's
so
another thing, too.
Good.
You can see in the pilot that they changed her look.
Mm-hmm.
So the original Rachel Berry, like... aesthetic was Molly Ringwald, Pretty in Pink.
Right.
Very sort of like lots of different patterns and different materials, ankle socks, tons of necklaces.
Right.
And very like artistic and over the top creative. And then I think the network was like, it's not working. So if you watch some of the episodes, like, or some of the scenes, like running down the hallway is one, like storming down the hallway.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat. And then there's maybe one more where I'm in, like, kooky outfits.
Mm-hmm.
But then you'll see very clearly that there's other scenes.
There's a shift.
Where it's, like, super simple.
Right.
And just, like, you know, cardigans and skirts.
Yeah.
Like, you're the one that I want. Like, that one. That was simpler.
That's
I think that
simpler.
Was simpler.
Sitting on the bleachers with Mr. Schuster, simpler.
Right.
And then, yeah.
Do you remember recording You're the One That I Want? Because remember we talked about
we would all there was time for us where we would all go in the studio together and we would hang out in the studio in the waiting room.
I remember recording Don't Stop Believing. I remember what the studio looked like. I remember the magazines that they had in there. Mm. I remember everything about that.
You came to me. You came to my house after that. After you had finished recording, and you were like, there are like times when you feel like you're not sure of what you did, and there are times where you're really proud of what you've done. You were like, I feel really proud of this one.
Oh,
I remember that. And I was like, that's great.
Yeah.
I know.
Just so weedy all the time.
So great. No, I remember that.
But little did you know that song would just become the biggest.
That was wild. And Artie, does nothing in the pilot during Don't Stop Believing.
No. They taught me I had to learn how to fake guitar.
Yeah. Remember you doing lessons.
Yeah, I had lessons. This poor guy, I'm like, who's like a proper guitar player? And I'm like, you're teaching me how to fake it. Like, not even how to play it. You're teaching me how to fake it.
What's crazy is that, you not only are the best dancer, but one of the best singers. And then in the pilot, they're like, well, let's just give him a guitar and have him sit over here.
Mm.
That changes.
Yeah,
though.
A lot changes.
A lot changes.
Artie was also super nerdy.
Well, most shows
super,
you'll
super
see.
Nerdy.
Yes. Then he becomes super cool. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm super cool.
Everybody just has the most massive evolution.
I know.
But Leah, we were talking about this earlier. Like, you were saying, we felt like we had a lot to do, and the show is, ultimately about a glee club and these kids, but there was so much set up with the adults, sheets and things with Howard Bamboo and Terry and Will. There's so much adult.
Ken Tanaka.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Ken Tanaka is my favorite. I love him.
I forgot. I think because maybe I was so far up my own ass.
I love Ken Tanaka.
That I was just concerned about the Glee Club and what we were doing. It's like, oh,
we have to be.
Half of this is adults. Ken Tanaka was killing it.
It did shift, though, I think, because people just became so obsessed with the relationships between the Glee Club members and the songs that we would sing. But, I mean, some of the most hilarious, what about when they're in that craft room?
Oh, Jessalyn Gilsig, I mean, she was so genius.
So good.
And I'm so sad we lost Terry so early. But, I mean, she set the tone of, she understood Ryan Murphy shows.
Yes.
She understood what the style was.
They did
Nip
Tuck together.
Exactly. And so, she set it for us. I was like,
she
got it.
It's funny, but real.
Exactly.
And it's out of this, it's sort of unbelievable, but she
makes it
believable. So believable.
Yeah. And when Sue, some of the first times we see her was with that protein, that machine protein shaker, where she's talking about all the kids in the school. And it was it reminded me of Mean Girls when they tell her where they all sit in the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
I was this show was so brilliant. They set it up for you so f***ing well that you just see the world and you know what's coming.
Totally.
It was perfect.
It really was. I mean,
it was a perfect show we were
those
on, you
quick,
guys.
Those quick cuts to Sue outside also, where she's like, I'm living with hepatitis. How do you think that feels? I'm like, what does that even mean now?
Ian Brennan.
I forgot the first thing you hear on the show somebody say is, try being waterboarded.
That's hard.
Yeah, what?
That's her.
This show is psycho.
I can't believe it's such a good job
setting her up.
The first thing you see in the show is this teacher touch a student.
Yes.
I know. I mean,
and then the good teacher blackmails a student
with drugs.
Weed. Like, what?
This 2020 would not fly.
Well, that's why, what's crazy now is and I'm sure you guys see it all the time too. We have a lot of people say to me, well, your Glee fans are growing up with you. And I'm like, sure, we have Glee fans now that are, out of college or in college or whatever 10 years ago. So out of college probably.
Yeah.
But we have people that were too young then that are watching it now because some of the subject matter was really, what about that whole jacuzzi thing?
Yes.
And Puck
the
is like,
man.
You believed it.
And the mailman.
Yeah, and the mailman or hitting the mailman.
Oh. I know.
To not prematurely ejaculate, right?
Exactly.
I've had so many parents with their kids come up to me this past year and be like, oh, they just started watching the show.
They just started watching it.
I'm like, ooh, how old are they? Like 7. I'm like, maybe you should
but
still
then
wait.
Sometimes they fast forward and just do musical
I learned
numbers.
That during the Wheels episode when Artie says my penis still works or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Then my sister called me. She's like, Kevin, you didn't tell me that you reference your penis and my children are watching. I'm like, right. Okay. I just because we think it's cool and funny.
But the music, like, that's the thing, too. Like,
And a lot of that goes over kids' heads.
Yeah.
They love the music.
The thing we were doing, too, was, like, bringing these songs into people's homes. Like, Don't Stop Believing. Even, like, Don't Rain on My Parade. My niece, my sister-in-law sent me a video of my niece in her room. She didn't know anybody was watching her. She was dancing to me singing Don't Rain on My Parade.
Oh my God.
And she's 6 years old, but she was doing all the, like, motions. And she's never singly, but, like, to see a little girl to, you know, dancing along to Don't Rain on My Parade. Like, prior to that, a lot of kids didn't know those songs. Mm-hmm. They didn't know, you know,
Did you
Don't
guys
Rain on My Parade
think about that going into this? During the pilot, like, us doing songs like Don't Stop Believing or On My Own, like, people are going to hear this and then we're going to introduce this to, like, a whole different generation?
No, because, like, I didn't know our fans. Like, we didn't know our fan base
or
and the age.
Reading the script, you'd even question of, like, oh, that's weird that we're going to do this song. Or, like, why aren't we doing more current stuff?
No. I was literally just like, this is so cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, like, where are we going to lunch?
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's what I was like. I was just so happy to hang out with everybody.
Right.
And, like, I would mainly look more at the schedule and be like, ooh, I get to do a scene with Jenna today. Mm-hmm. And then I get to do a scene with Diana. And it's like, oh, good. The last scene of the day is me and Jenna. So then we can probably go to dinner after that. Like, that's literally what.
That's what people don't understand,
you know?
Is that we would work all day together.
And then go
then,
out.
I mean, like actively want
hours.
To hang out afterwards.
What are we doing?
Guys,
we doing?
Diana and I had theme parties at our house, like,
oh my God.
Every week. Like, literally. Like,
just so on brand.
Just, like, more opportunity.
Didn't you have a cat named Mia Michelle?
No, dog was Mia Michelle. My cat's Sheila.
Sheila.
Who I found on the Paramount lot.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And
I knew
Heather
there was a
Morris.
Mia.
Heather has Sheila's brother.
Right.
Okay.
Named Zach.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Sheila. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. Can we talk about Vocal Adrenaline?
Yeah.
Because we had stuff.
Let's go to Carmel. Yeah. Let's go to Carmel, you guys.
Because we had our stuff, our very basic Don't
Walk
Stop Believing.
Which we could barely do.
We couldn't even turn
in a circle.
No. Like 5, 6, 7,
we
8.
We got so much. I mean, you're an incredible dancer.
No.
And Jenna, you can do,
move.
You know. But I'm horrendous. Like, I'm still so proud to this day that I can do the Macarena. Like, literally, I can do it so well. Like,
well,
that's my.
All of us, too. Like, we can all move in our own right. But, like, I remember Zach being like, okay, stand in a straight line. That's not a straight line. That's a diagonal. So we're going to go in a diagonal.
Yeah.
Like, he just had to go with, like, where we went because, like, there was no fighting it. And Don't Stop, there were – I just want to say before we get to Don't Stop, there
16
were about
versions.
16 versions where Ryan Murphy was like, I want Twyla Tharp version of Don't Stop. And we were doing, like, pliés and, like, it was the most wild thing. I was like, this is not – I remember it being like, this is not going to work.
And I remember standing in for Corey because
he was
couldn't
– stuck
legally,
in Canada.
Yeah.
Oh my
he didn't
God.
Have like a work permit, a work visa.
He was like the secret guy. We were like, why are they hiding this guy?
Yeah.
I didn't
from
come
us.
Till very late yep. into filming, which is why originally like hanging out,
mm-hmm.
it was just us.
Yep.
You know.
Because I stood in for him. And then once I was in the wheelchair, I was like, oh, okay, this is how it's going to be. All right, that's right. And you guys got to rehearse, and I had to go practice guitar.
Like, Kevin, sit down.
And I felt so bad because, like, I can't hang out with them anymore. I have to, like, they're going to still go do Don't Stop Believing. I'm not going to know what it's like.
Welcome to Glee Super Plus.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Vocal Adrenaline, though, because...
That's when we saw what was
Vocal
really
Adrenaline.
Up.
Well, by the way, what's so cool, what I realized in watching the episode today... I remember, first of all, when Ryan played me the rehab, and I was like,
same.
That was one moment where I was like, oh, mm-hmm. our show's going to be good, because that was so cool.
Yeah.
And then when we watched them dance, like, all of our faces are classic. But what's so great is so many of those dancers became our lifetime like, friends.
Yep.
Brooke is in there, Brooke Lipton, who then ended up becoming one of our, you know, assistant choreographers.
Her sister's in there.
And Brittany Parks.
Yep.
Who we love. Brittany was, you know, danced on the show the entire time. Do you know she just choreographed my music video?
Yes.
Love Brittany. She's the greatest.
And she became like assistant choreographer too.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
So many of those dancers. A lot of those dancers went on tours with us.
Yeah. Courtney, Mike, like all of them.
A couple of them are married.
Yeah.
Oh, and Shelby's in there too.
Yes.
Harry Shum's wife.
That's right. Crazy.
So that I just loved. Like today, I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
And that day was so much fun because it was a day that we sort of got to sit back and just watch something as opposed to being the people being watched. And I just remember running back because I already knew some of the dancers. Mm-hmm. Another one was in a boy band, so I knew him from that. And then... I just remember going back to like their dressing room where they hung out. I was like, guys, this is great. I had the same feeling, though. I'm like, we're doing sort of like nerdy stuff. Mm-hmm.
Heart-filled.
Could be interesting. And then you hear this, like, oh, it's a dose of coolness that if you don't like what we're doing, somebody's going to like this.
This.
And like, this is legitimately
like,
cool
good.
And should be on the radio.
Where was it later seasons where they had to teach us rehab? Do you remember that?
No.
I don't know if you were there. Kevin, do you remember? Because I danced with you and you lifted me.
No.
They taught us rehab.
Did we just do it for fun?
No, we did it for fun.
I think
we did it for fun.
Oh, that's embarrassing,
you
guys.
And I was there.
Yes.
And
this is embarrassing.
In the tin shed. Because it was during Push It.
Yes.
We had all that time before we came back.
This was later.
No, it was right after
the
pilot.
And I think we like did it for Zach and Brooke. We like showed them or something like that.
That's how how much we loved it. Like we wanted to learn extra.
Oh, obsessed. We learned the entire dance. We learned as much as we could do.
I mean, I could, like, the fact that I still could do, like, a step ball change right now, like, I just can't. I barely got through that. But the Broadway stuff I could do well. Mm-hmm. Like, when I did, like, the Gwyneth number or when I did stuff with Kate Hudson, like, more... Musical theater dance is easier for me. But, you know, at the beginning when we were doing, like,
Twilight.
Trying to do, like, you know... be cool. Can't do that. I can't.
And also just applying those ideas onto everybody. We're like, we all come from different backgrounds.
Oh, totally.
We're like, you guys didn't ask if we can dance when we auditioned.
Yeah. We just immediately had to be a unit,
right?
You know? And
bless Zach. He really figured that out pretty quickly.
Yeah. Which is just like, lift your left arm up.
Yes.
Turn around in a circle.
By the way,
like
the lift up of the arm really looks like a Nazi salute.
No.
Kevin.
I think it's so...
Oh, I love it.
Well, this is what I noticed in Don't Stop Believing today. It's like, so basically, first of all, like Finn walks forward and starts the song. And then Rachel walks forward for her part. And then the next verse... It's the same thing. Finn walks forward, Rachel walks forward, but they're just on different sides of the stage now. And like, how many times do we have to just like do-si-do around each other?
Why did
we make it look really nice?
But like, why did that take a day and a half to shoot?
Well, we messed around a lot. I will say
we got
we were all we would all like
we
you
were
know
futzing around so badly that like when it was Matt Morrison's coverage to watch us and like cry and be like,
oh, well,
finally
that,
see us. Like,
that is the best story of the whole. That's the best story of the whole pilot. Truly.
We were dancing and we're eyelined, so the camera's not on us, and he's like, okay, dance for Matt to make him like so he can see you guys dance, and we were like humping each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden the voice of God, Ryan Murphy, comes in. He's like, stop f***ing around.
No, he was like Matt. He didn't scream.
Oh no.
We see, this is what happened. So we'd worked
that's how we hear him in
we worked
head.
So hard to learn Don't Stop Believing. So finally we shot it. We did our coverage.
What, like 50 something times?
75, I think.
Do you remember that we drank Red Bull that day? I've never had a Red Bull
Same.
In my life.
That was my first Red Bull.
But we were like, you guys, today is the day. We're doing Don't Stop Believing. We'd been working so hard. After that episode, we never got that much time for rehearsal, but we had lead up time. And then we filmed it and our coverage was done. And we were like, we are literally like, we are the champions started to play. So then they turn the camera around on Matt and we just think now we can totally around.
Right.
And as Matt's watching us, we were legit humping each other. And Ryan just comes over in like that deep voice and he's like, Matthew Morrison has to produce tears right now. You have to do the number exactly how you did. And I didn't even think. I was like,
right.
Oh, of course. Like, we should do our f***ing jobs.
I was so scared.
You were?
I was like, we're all getting fired.
I remember.
I'm getting fired.
Yeah. I do remember once, at first, I was like, this isn't a big deal. And then, like, as we were, like, doing the number, I was like, oh, f***. That was not good.
Oh, no. I was like, I don't get in trouble. I hate getting yelled at.
Yep.
I had never even gotten detention in my life. And then Ryan Murphy comes on, who's like one of the most intimidating people ever. guys.
No, but like that's even nice. This was like much scarier.
It was a stern voice.
It was a stern voice. And like,
and
yeah,
we shut up. We didn't speak to each other.
We danced. Yeah. In my mind, I was like, I just want to keep humping each other. I know. So fun.
And I'm pretty sure where I was sitting was covered by a light.
Like the flag?
Yeah. I went back and I'm like, I'm going to fake this guitar. And I know Matt can't even see me.
But you
I'm
going to do it.
I'm going to do my part.
It's funny though, because when I watched that today, usually that makes me cry, like that scene, and it didn't today because I think that, you know, like as you get older, like certain things hit you differently.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I want to know which moments like hit you guys.
I had a similar reaction to you. I felt more like joyous, or like, I think it was seeing Don't Stop Believin' made me excited to watch more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at first when I saw it the first time, I was like, oh my God, this is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's going to work. They're coming together. Now I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
they're about to like rock this. And it makes me think of how the show did so well and all the things we all accomplished together. And that's what it made me feel. So I was more, I guess, upset by storyline things. Like you said, like the porta potty stuff.
Yeah.
And see, even though it was funny, like seeing Romy's or Finn's mom.
Yeah, get broken up with.
Yeah, that was rough, and she's so good.
When she throws that milk, in the carton, like that's when I got really emotional.
Really?
Was that montage? Yeah, I got so emotional during that one, and then I got emotional during the porta potty as well. And I just
because we're old.
So when I was shadowing Brad Beaker, who started as an editor on the show for multiple seasons and then became a director and like one of our favorite directors on the show, you know, we were just reminiscing the whole time. Like, mm-hmm. he wanted to talk all about it. And we were talking about how at one point they did the porta potty. They shot the porta potty and they shot Finn's coverage and Puck's coverage, but they weren't going to get you inside the porta potty. And Ryan was like, I don't think we need it. And Brad Beaker was editing it and was like, we need inside the porta potty. Mm-hmm. And Ryan said, okay, then you shoot it one day. So Brad Beaker came in and he directed it.
Oh, that's
and
right.
directed Kevin.
That's right.
And imagine not having already inside there to like feel the fear in the space.
If I remember correctly, it's because they had to get a special porta potty big enough to fit the wheelchair in. So I think logistically, on the day we were shooting it, I think the plan was to maybe get that,
but
you
there
couldn't
wasn't
get
enough
me inside
room.
It.
Right,
yeah,
right, right.
And then Brad was like, "I fought for it, though." He's like, "I fought for inside that porta potty," and like it was great. Before we wrap this up, though, I remember when we were bonding, like, and we would sit in the auditorium together, and we would watch all those YouTube videos, like David after the dentist, and we watched like the runway things, the runway Weeble Wobble Girl, and the blind gay newscaster.
Yes. He's gay. No, he's blind.
No, he's blind.
Wait, but I have to tell you what made me cry.
Oh, yeah. Leah.
Back to me. No,
what
just think.
What made you cry?
Well, this is just like me being so like emotional, but I cried when Emma takes the laptop and makes Will watch himself as a kid, and she's like, look at that, like that's you, like look at how happy you are, and that music, like dun 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 dun, 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 that like pretty
that damn music
and it made me think, I know that this is crazy, but like it made me think, like one day we are gonna sit back and like watch. Like, it it's, I felt like that's us now.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, like her telling him, like, look at yourself when you were so young, doing this thing that made you so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, here we are now, and we're doing that kind of like that same thing, like talking about this time in our lives. That, so that's what got me.
Oh, I did have one other very visceral response.
Really nice.
Do you remember when Will tells us that he's leaving the Glee Club? He's leaving because
the first
Terry's
time of about 1,700 times leaves the Glee Club.
That time, like, it was the first like quiet scene we'd ever had, like I had to do with anybody, and like he left us, and like tears like shot out of my eyes in that scene, and I think it was because we had shot it so much later in the show that we had bonded, and I started to feel things for the show that we hadn't felt like earlier in the process, and like I had that visceral response, like I was back in shooting that scene again, and that was very, very deep.
Mm.
So before we end, Leah, I want to ask you, we watched the pilot multiple times, I think, before aired. God. I mean, too many. We
so many
ran
times.
Into the ground.
So many
I
times.
I was really not excited to watch it again. Like, I'm like, I want to watch every other episode.
But the pilot,
I have seen 8,000
so times.
I
watched it at Matt Morrison's apartment in New York when we got the copy of it. We watched it, me and you, Jenna, at my apartment with Chris Colfer.
Oh, that's right.
I watched it with my family.
At your house.
Yes.
To
in
watch
New
it.
York or
no,
in LA?
Oh, in LA.
That
was the first
later.
Time I saw
yeah.
it.
And then we all watched it together after we filmed American. We went to American Idol. And then
back
we came
house.
Back to
yep.
my house.
And that's when we saw. I remember I checked iTunes and I was like, guys, it's
number one.
It was number four on iTunes before
West Coast
had aired. And then during ours, it was at number. I have goosebumps now.
That's crazy.
And I was like, guys,
crazy.
It's number one. And we're all like, what? And
I
we're
know,
all screaming. Like, this is crazy.
That's crazy.
Do you remember the very first time you watched it?
Yes.
Do you remember how you felt?
I do. Ryan called me in to his office to watch it. And Brad Beaker, who was one of our editors at the time, who then went on to be, you know, one of our favorite directors. I watched it just with him in a little office. And I just remember being like, I want to watch it again. Like, it was over, and I was like, from the top. Want to watch it again. It was just so, like, I'm so grateful that I got to have that little moment with Ryan, like, watching it. Mm. And then, like, literally, I was obsessed with watching every episode after that.
Yeah, we watched a lot of those together after.
Yeah, we did. They used to do the screenings for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And I know. That was fun. That brought us all together, too. It's like working with the crew and the crew we love so much, who loved the show so much. And you get to watch it with them and they're dancing along. And it's like, we did this. Like, we did this together.
And Ryan was so very good about keeping us all together and grounded in the beginning because he had been through it.
Yeah.
Been through success and maybe didn't go how he wanted it to go. And he was, like, talking us through the entire thing from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I think once the pilot finished and he was like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Then he was sort of holding our hand through the entire journey, which was extremely
helpful.
Useful. Yeah. Guys, we did it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We did do it.
Oh, Leah, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks
to
for having me.
Recap
with and
us.
Just make me one promise: if you're ever filming this show with other people, which will be fun but not as fun as it being me, just lifeline me if you have any questions.
Okay, great.
We just call me
fact checker.
Just send me a text. Be like, we're doing the show.
Okay.
Do you remember
episode
3?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like,
phone a friend. It's always Leah.
You know, the thing is like. It's such an amazing experience. Our show had in so many highs and lows and good moments and bad moments and happy moments and sad moments. But, like, you know, I think us three especially, but also, like, those core, you know, kids, the only people who know what that experience was like were the people that were in that choir room. And we know. And to sit and talk about, like, such a special time, like, it always makes me so happy. So thanks for having me.
Yay.
Thank you for coming.
Come back.
And thank you everybody for listening.
I hope you guys enjoyed episode 1. So go watch episode 2, Showmance, before next week and come back and recap with us. Till next week.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Showmance with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And
spread the word. See you next week.
Bye.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.